Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Vav Omud Beis. And we're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yes, it's Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey at the very top line with Sif Gimel. Here we're going to deal with a person who is eating matzah in a somewhat unusual fashion. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, Bala matzah, if you swallowed matzah whole without really tasting it, Yotza, one does fulfill his obligation. That's certainly not the ideal way to do this, but you are Yotze Bidiyevit. However, but if you didn't taste the mara, you just swallowed it whole without letting it, so to say, go down your throat normally and get benefit from it, so then you're not yotze. Why? Because by maror, the tam maror ba'inon v'leka, you must have the taste of the bitterness of the maror, and if you just swallow it whole without the taste, so then you're not yotze. As opposed to the matzah, you are. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chavtes asked the question that we said previously that you must taste the matzah as well. So how come you yotze over here? So first of all, he says that you only yotze bidiyevit. After the fact, if you didn't taste the matzah, you just swallowed it in its entirety, you'd be yotze. The gamzeh mikri achil, because that technically is called eating. Even though, even though you didn't chew it, the lo hirgish tam matzah, and you didn't taste the taste of the matzah. We said previously, we learned over there, the ain yotzin bimavusho, you can't use cooked matzah, and the reason was, umishum dinis batel tam matzah, the cooking removes the taste of the matzah, and therefore, you see, almo tzorich tam matzah, you need the taste of the matzah, so how can you say yotzin bidiyevid the matzah over here? So he answers, Yesh Lomar, he brings this answer down the name of the Morgan of Rabban, the Taz, the Hosom Gora Mishum, the Hapas Bi Atzma Ibdata Matzah. By cooked matzah, the matzah itself has lost its taste. Not that you can't taste it, there is no taste anymore. Avalhoch, in our case, the matzah still has taste. Yesh Batam. Only Eloshahu lo higish atam b'fiv. You didn't taste it, but it does have taste. And therefore, you are Yotze Bidiyevid. When we call makoms, calls it bidiyevit, but it is only bidiyevit. L'chatchila, avo l'chatchila, yesh liloso, so you should chew the matzah, achiyar gishatam, you should taste the matzah and have its sensation of the taste of matzah. That's the ideal way to be yotze. By matzah, bidiyevit, if you didn't, you are yotze, but the maror, it's essential that you have the taste of the maror. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed, shiyar gish hamariris b'fiv, you must feel the bitterness of the maror. Zecher, this is a reminder of Vayimamaru Eschayim. The Mitzrayim made our lives miserable. They made our lives bitter. So here, the essential mitzvah is to taste the maror. Matzah has to have taste, and you're yotze even if you didn't taste it. The maror, not only does it have to have taste, but you have to taste it. Mechaber continues and he says, V'afilu imbola matzah umaror kiyachod. Even if you ate them both together, you're still going to be yotze the matzah. You did matzah yotza, you did maror lo yotza. Even though you ate them together, you're still yotze the matzah, but not yotze the maror when you swallow it whole and don't taste it. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Lamed Aleph, because v'lo amrina, we don't say over here the vavatale hamoror lematzah. We don't say that the maror, so to say, ruined your ability to be yotze the matzah. As we've explained previously, the Chanal and Sivkot and Tezayin, the lo shayach bitul ela kishelo asan umesarvin biyachad. You only have the concern of bitul, one thing mevatale, the other thing, if you're chewing them and they're mixed together. Avu bezeh shelo li asan, but in this situation where you didn't chew it, they're still considered separate. So, somewhat paradoxically, you're yotze the matzah, but not yotze the maror when you swallow them both together. The Mechaber continues and he says, Vim korchom b'siv uvelo, if you somehow put it inside, we'll see, this would be equivalent to a feeding tube. You wrapped it inside a sieve. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sieve called Lamed Beis, the sieve, huaklipa hagodel silva v'deko. This is like the bark that grows around the palm tree. And you make it in some sort of a tube. Be the equivalent to us for a nasogastric tube, which we'll talk about in a moment. So if you didn't have the food go down in a normal fashion, so even though we said if you swallowed it whole, even though you didn't taste it, you yotze, here, afide matzah liyotze, here, even with a matzah, if it went through a tube, through this sieve, you wouldn't be yotze. Why? That's not called eating. So while you should taste it, but it's still called eating if you don't taste the matzah. But here, when you put it through this tube, through this sieve, you're not even called tasting it. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, V'im korach ha-matzah bidvar maichol ubala, if you wrap the matzah not with a sieve, which is in an object that you don't eat, it's a tube, but if you wrapped it, let's say, with some other food item, so you didn't taste the matzah was in between, you made a sandwich, so to say, and something else was wrapped around the matzah, then you would be yotze. Even though in that situation, the matzah is also going down sort of like in a tube, but it's going down through an edible tube, and that's considered normal eating. Since here, it's not an inanimate object over here, it's not a tube, but it's food. So even though the food is wrapped around the matzah and you don't taste the matzah, this is called derech achila b'kach, and the Prichadush says that you would in fact be yotze. The issue foot number 34 brings down, what about our modern-day feeding tubes? A person has a nasogastric tube, he has a J-tube, a G-tube, he has some sort of a feeding tube that bypasses the normal way of eating, whether it goes through his mouth, through a tube, or directly into his stomach. So he brings down, in the Shelus Tshuvas Minchat Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss Zatzal, that if a person is fed food, whether it's food or drink, for a mitzvah purpose, through the feeding tube, through tsinorios, these tubes, or things like that, so eino yochol lotzei sidei chovas ha-mitzvah. That won't fulfill any mitzvah that involves with eating or drinking, because ein zu derech achila v'adin le'inyan shesia. That's not called normal eating or drinking. And that's why this has coolers as well on Yom Kippur. If somebody is, for whatever the reason, having tube feedings, so that's not being over the iser of eating on Yom Kippur. So to over here, it is not considered that you're yotzei the mitzvah of eating the matzah if it's put into a tube. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Ochal matzah below chavon. If a person ate matzah without intention, what does that mean? Kegon, for example, Shanosu nochrim. Nochrim forced him to eat matzah. Or alternatively, Olistim, or robbers forced him to eat. And we'll see that this would be true even if a yid forced him to eat the matzah. Yotzei de chavoso. If a person eats against his will matzah, he nevertheless fulfills his obligation. Why? Kivin shu yodeya shalayla Pesach. He knows that tonight is the Leil Pesach. He has to eat matzah. Veshuchayiv b'achilas matzah, and he understands there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. And therefore, he ate matzah. So even though it was against his will, he is yotzei. Sivkot Lamedal, it says, v'afal gab de mitzvos trichos kavanah. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though we hold that mitzvos require kavanah, now that's not according to everybody, but according to the opinion that says, mitzvos trichos kavanah, kidil el, and simon samach siv dalet, the kol shekein hocha here, then erodzel echol, he says, here, the guy didn't want to eat. They're forcing him to eat. So how can you say he's yotzei the mitzvah if mitzvah is trichas kavana? So he answers, teretzum afarshim. The Mishnah explains over here, the Mechaber, why he's saying that you're yotzei against his will, because the midid de achila, in regards to food, shal karcho ne negrono. You got benefit from this food. You could be screaming up and down, I don't want to eat, I don't want to eat. But the bottom line is, you got the benefit from this matzah. So odif tvei, he says this is better than a normal case of where you don't want to do something. And here, it's as if you said, I have intention to be yotze. Now, Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Deir Shu footnote number 35, explains this further. He says, in regard to a mitzvah where your body doesn't get any benefit from it. So then, if you're not miskaving, according to these opinions, they say you have to have kavana over here, you're considered misasik bama. You're just like a person doing something with no intention. And it's not cool that you did a mitzvah. However, avol b'mitzvah satzluis b'achil, but something that's dependent upon eating, a mitzvah that's a food mitzvah. Kivin she'es b'mitzvah sanosagov, since you're getting physical benefit from this, imkein, avshalo hiskaving harei osu mitzvah. See, even though you didn't intend to do so, bottom line is, your body got hanor, and therefore, you're not considered misasik, because you got hanor, and therefore, you're yotzi, even without kavana. He then asks an interesting question, what about berachas hamazon after such an eating? So he brings out from the Ramah, he doesn't make a bracha if he was forced to eat afterward. If he was forced to eat, he doesn't make the bracha afterwards. And the Shaar HaTzion over there explained, even according to the opinion that says, even according to our mechaber here that says you'll be yotzei in the mitzvah, you still wouldn't have to bench. Because the achila ba'onis is considered eating. However, the bracha afterwards, the benching, that's giving hodah on this eating. Now, you didn't want to do this eating, and therefore, you don't make a bracha afterwards. He further brings down, so he says over here, after the fact, the guy's happy that he really ate the matzah. That's the mistam of the position. As opposed to, if it wasn't the eating of a mitzvah, who says he was really happy afterwards? And therefore, he shouldn't have to make birchas hamazon. According to this, where they forced him to go and eat the achila of a mitzvah, then you would be chayel of arech, achar kach birchas hamazon, because bottom line is, you wanted to do the mitzvah, you're happy that you did the mitzvah, and therefore, you do have to thank Hashem, because your eating now was something that you wanted. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shu'a din le'inyan birchas hamotzi. The same thing would apply in regards to the bracha of hamotzi, and the bracha of achilas matzah. It would be totally adav b'shnei atirutzim. It depends over here. Is he really happy that he did it? So then he'd have to make the bracha beforehand. If he's not really happy that he did it, but you're saying that he got hanah, so therefore he's yotzei, then you wouldn't make a bracha beforehand as well. So this is according to the opinion over here that you're yotze even without kavana. But the Mishnah Berurah then brings down v'dad the kama poskim, and you can see this is Oslam Medalid and the Shaar Tzion. This is mostly the Tosas and the Rosh. They bring down the kama poskim chol kamazel sirulu. They hold the lefim may the kama lo the mitzvahs trichas kavana. According to the opinion, it says that mitzvahs do need kavana. Ain lechalik bemidid the achilo l'shaar mitzvahs. We don't make such a distinction over here between the hanah that you get for doing these achila mitzvahs and other mitzvahs. If you didn't have kavani, you're not yotze. V'kol shelo niskavi be'achila lo tzei sida mitzvah lo yotze. According to this more machmir position, if you didn't intend to do the mitzvah, you were forced to do the mitzvah, you're not yotze. And there's also v'chein pasak pri chodesh. There's also the opinion of the pri chodesh. Mishnah Berurah continues. And he says v'kol shekein hechosh shekafu yisrael lechol. I said before we're talking about either goyim or on robbers, and I added, this is what I was ending it from the Mishnah Berurah, that certainly even if Jewish people forced you to eat, you would be yotze, according to the more lenient opinion of the Mechaber, k'dei l'kayim mitzvos matzah d'yotze, you would in fact be yotze. Sivkot Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, u'mikol makom hechosh omer b'feirish, if the person is screaming that he says, I absolutely do not want to be yotze with this food that you're putting in me, so then in that situation, it's like a negative kavana, b'ze'ev shod degorat tfei, that could be worse, afshinan l'grown, even though he got benefit, the lo yotze. In this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, you might not be yotze. Mechaber continues and he says, "Avolim haya savur shu chol osheino zu einzo matzah." If the person didn't realize it was the night of the Seder, he somehow got mixed up and he thought it was a weekday, or he didn't think that this was matzah mitzvah. He thought it was some other food or something that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with. Then in this situation, the Mechaber says, even the Mekel opinion would say lo yotzei, you would not be yotzei. And he brings down the Mishnah Berurah Simchat Lamed Zayin, Kivan Shlo Yada Klal Shu Osa Ma'isa Mitzvah. He doesn't any recognition that he's doing the mitzvah over here because he really thinks it's Tuesday and not the Leil Seder. So I feel below kafahu akum umeyatzotah. Then in this situation, not only if he was forced by an akum, but even if he himself ate it, but he didn't realize it was the Leil Seder, and he had no intention to be yotzi the mitzvah, gamkin lo yotzi. You wouldn't be yotzi in this situation as well. The issue footnote number 37 brings out an interesting discussion about a young child. So we have a mitzvah chinuch in children, and the Rambam says that a katan is able to eat the matzah, the pas, over here, you should teach him. And Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal explains that he's talking about that you have to eat it in the right amount of the shear and in the right amount of time. And if the katan is too young to do this, so then he's not yet reached the age of chinuch for that mitzvah. But Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds over here and he says, so if you like somebody who hasn't reached the age of mitzvos, because the shear and the eating the amount of the matzah of kizayis in the right amount of kidei achilas pras is the ikur mitzvah over here, and therefore you can't demand that the child be mechanech in something he's not yet old enough to, quote, be mechanech in that mitzvah. However, he adds that you can certainly take the most makel opinion over here in regards to what the shear of kidei achilas pras is. You can use the, quote, largest shear, the 9-minute shear, and if the cotton can eat in that period of time, then he would be able to eat it. And he says as well, if he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so then in lechancho bebrachos, you shouldn't even tell him to eat a little bit of matzah and make a brach on it. He can eat a little bit of matzah, but he shouldn't make the brach v'alechilas matzah, alechilas mari. In that situation, I would tell him to go and listen to the father making the brach and answer amen, and then eat whatever matzah he can, and even if he's not going to be yotze the shear, at least that's something, but there's no chiyev to do so in such a young child. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bi'ah Halacha Dibra Maskel Lo Yotze brings down the Chok Yaakov, and he disagrees. He says, "B'moror, afim lo yoda shu moror, o shu sover shu chol, gam kin yotze." He says, as opposed to the matzah, by moror, you would be yotze, even if you didn't realize it was moror, or it was the night of Pesach. Why? Says Svar is as follows: the milsa the rabbanon l'kul yam lo boy kavan, because this is only nowadays a din the rabbanon to eat the moror, and in regards to a din the rabbanon, you definitely don't need kavanah. However, the Chavetz Chaim himself brings down, in the name of a number of poskim, the Ein Lechalik B'Hochi. We don't make such a distinction, and the issue footnote number 36 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shekol Masha Tiknu Chachamim Kein Deraisa Tikun. So you can't say, well, this is only the Rabbanim, but the rabbi set it up the way it was the Deraisa. And if it's not Deraisa, you wouldn't be Yotzi, so then the Rabbanim wouldn't be Yotzi as well. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says the same din would apply to Moror, and even the Chok Yaakov, who was Mekel in regards to Moror, because it's a din the Rabbanim, he would certainly agree, Mekol Mokum B'Yontiv Sheni, Shugam Kein Rabbanim Moded Ein Lechokel B'Ochal Matzah. The Sover Sheno Matzah. So the Chavetz Chaim says, even the Chok Yaakov would say in that situation that we don't want to be mezalzel in the mitzvah over here, and therefore he would not be yotze. We don't want to be mezalzel in the mitzvah of eating matzah on Yom Tov Sheni. Go to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Ocha Kizayis Matzah, Vahu Nichbe Be'esh Duso. The person ate a Kizayis Matzah when he wasn't mentally competent. He was in a halachically non-bardas situation. And then he got better. He had a temporary moment of delirium, and he was eating the matzah. So then, chayv lech halacha shisrapi. Now, when he's a bardas, afterwards, it's still that night, he has to eat another kizayis of matzah. because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah when he was lava bar das, when he didn't have mental competency. Because when he was incompetent, he was potter from the mitzvah. So you can't be yotzi a mitzvah when you're potter from it. Now that he's mentally regained his status, so he has to go eat another kizayis of matzah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Ches, Rotz Lomar, but also Laila, obviously that night. The next day, if he becomes competent the next day, let's say a guy had surgery and he's not competent at night, he's still delirious with the medications, and the next day he can't be yotzi the mitzvah matzah. The biyom eino el rishus ulikatameh. Then he's allowed to eat matzah, of course, and it's a mitzvah according to the Gra to eat matzah, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah at the Seder. And there is no way to make up for this mitzvah. Onus rachmana pachi. If the person was incompetent, he was incompetent. Sivkot lametes rotz lomar shahaya oz bichlal shota ve'enuish. At that moment, when he was incompetent, he didn't have the status of being a person that can be yotzi mitzvos, and therefore he didn't actually fulfill the mitzvah. In the Shaar Tzion, Oz lametes the Chofetz Chaim writes, as opposed to somebody who may not have been required to do the mitzvah because he was busy doing something else. For example, he was a shomer of an avedit. Somebody lost something, and he's watching that thing. And or he's watching a mace. So even though this person is potter mikol mitzvot because he's osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah, nevertheless, this person can in fact fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah at that time. He adds, afilu yochol kaim shneihem im tzorich l'trochach zeh. Even if he could do both, according to many poskim, if it's difficult for him, he doesn't have to. The issue footnote number 38 brings down from the Bir Halacha, and he says in the Mishnah Berurah also, shahainu dafko bishas sha'osek b'mitzvah. You're only potter if you're actually doing the mitzvah at that point. Then you don't have to be matriach yourself to try to do both. You go mishashu lovish as a tefillin, osek b'tikuni aveda, then you don't have to do the other mitzvah. Avalim kvar lovash as a tefillin, osha aveda munachs mokum mishumar. He's still wearing his tefillin, but they're on already. He could do something else, or he has the aveda that he's watching that he found, and he's watching it. He put it in the safe. Now, even though he's still wearing the tefillin, he's still watching the aveda, then he would be chayiv in the kimum of the mitzvah acheres because he's not osek b'mitzvah. It's only if you're actively involved in doing one mitzvah, you're not obligated to do the other mitzvah. And why don't you have to do the other mitzvah? Even if you could technically do both, you're not necessarily being matriach the person to do both. So he writes down in the name of the Ran, Osek b'mlecha shemayim, if you are busy in doing one mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be matriach you to do another mitzvah. And in fact, if you go and do the other mitzvah, it's a question whether you can make the bracha of Asher Kishon Mitzvah V'tzivanu, because you're technically not commanded at that time. Again, if a person can do both, he should do both, and if certainly if he's not osek in the mitzvah, he must do both. With this, we conclude today's shiur.